Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
People are starting to realize now that while, yes, all lives matter, not all lives are in trouble.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I saw one, or actually maybe on my drive-in today, that says all lives matter like all houses matter. Like everybody's house matters. But the fire department only goes to the house that's on fire. So to them, at that moment, that's the house that matters. I'm getting a, how come you haven't mentioned the looting? Guess what? I'm against looting too. How's that for a mind F? I don't like racism or bad cops. I also don't like looting or vandalizing. But I also do understand that there's a boiling point for everything. And eventually it tips over. And it's a lot easier to say, why are you responding this way to this mistreatment? But if that's the question you're asking, instead of why is this mistreatment happening, then that's not the way to get to a root of a problem.
It's okay to condemn both, guys. It really is.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch, as many of you are doing. Jump on in there. Comment. Promise we'll get to it. Missed the first 2 hours. Lots of social stuff. And then Ariel Helwani. That was pretty cool. That dude's good at his job.
Yeah.
And a good get. So all available on podcastarena.com. And, boy, we still got a lot of stuff to get to.
Okay, the Houston sports media world is burning now. I saw Carl Crawford was arrested today in Houston, apparently, on domestic violence.
But didn't he have some people die at his place a couple weeks ago?
I think, Carl Crawford, this may not be a good run for him, not a good stretch. Mm. Also not a good stretch for Hunter Atkins, who I've never met. Have you met him?
I do not know him. He's way after my time there.
So I know of Hunter Atkins because he was one of the people who was very, very vocal about what's the assistant GM that for the Astros got fired over?
Taubman.
Brandon Taubman. Yeah, he was very vocal about that. Well, while he was being very vocal about that and speaking out on the rights of women in journalism and how we have to take care of them, he was also apparently diddling children, according to arrest reports. I don't know if that's actually, he's going to have a trial.
Right.
Shame.
And so I don't want to throw it, but he's been accused of at least inappropriate behavior with underage children.
Well, here's what the report says.
Which I want to say I'm against.
I am definitely against
that. By the way, the Chronicle, what the report doesn't say on the Chronicle is his name.
Oh, really?
Like, they just try to pretend like, oh, some guy worked for the Chronicle did this. Sorry.
Click 2 Houston has his name.
Oh, so. Yeah, they're throwing his name. Everybody but the Chronicle's throwing his name out there.
But apparently, there was a 15-year-old girl that he started chatting with on Instagram last December. And she was located in his condo after a runaway report was filed by her mother. They believe the girl was with Atkins on at least 3 occasions. The girl has said that they were, quote, together on 3 occasions. So, and there's a... All right, I hate to be the guy who judges by how somebody looks. There's an arrest photo of him. He's 31 years old. This looks like a guy that would...
He does kind of, and I always say there is sort of a weird line when you see, he's accused of assault of a minor. Oftentimes it's like a 19-year-old dude with a 17-year-old girlfriend or something. And I have a hard time with that's him in the same category.
Right. But, that it's just like, to me, it's there should be different categories of this,
but this is a 31-year-old dude with a 15-year-old girl. There's not really gray area there for me. That's mm-mm. that's pretty much criminal, and I'm against it 100%. I was also informed during the break, and apparently I'm out of the loop on this. Apparently this happened a while back. Are you privy to this story, Aaron?
So I did asking around when the first news report broke.
When was the first report? How out of the loop am I?
Late April, early May. I think.
Wow. Do you know who Nick Lowe is?
I don't. Braddock was just telling me about it. I have no idea who that is.
He was apparently Greg and Indy on 790. And who's Indy work with now?
I have no idea.
I don't either. But either way, apparently he killed somebody?
So the story that
I read...
How come
you've never killed anybody, Aaron? How come you're not as hardcore?
Because nobody's ever threatened you to.
Oh, okay.
The story that I read in the Chronicle about it was he was showing a female friend his firearm at 5-something in the morning, and it went off, struck her in the chest, she died. And I think he was booked on manslaughter for it.
Now charged with murder, according to the story that Braddock sent us.
Well, then they've upped it since I read this back in, I think, May when I first got asked about it.
Just PSA, if it's 5 in the morning and you're still up, you've probably been drinking all night.
Or maybe they just wake up really early.
No, don't. That's not the time to pull out and play with your gun.
Well, at first I thought it was weird because I know the guy. He has a wife and 2 kids. Like, he just had a newborn. And I was like, why in the hell is he at some other rando's house at 5:30 in the morning playing with a gun? And it didn't make sense. I was like, there's got to be more than one Nick Lowe. And there are more than one Nick Lowe's. If you look like names up on Facebook, there is more than one Nick Lowe in Houston. So I was like, oh, it might have been that guy because there's no picture with it. But when I asked around, everybody over in that building was like, nope, no idea. No idea. And apparently some of them were told to just shut up and keep quiet about it.
He was also the producer of the Matt Thomas show. The story says that there was another guy there. Do we know who the other guy was?
I have no idea. Okay. It wasn't one of the guys over there because...
You're saying it wasn't Matt Thomas?
No, it was not. I guarantee you that.
Thank God. That would have been really awful. I wonder who it was.
I'm friends with Matt Thomas still. I'm not going to badmouth Matt Thomas.
I'm not either. I'm just saying I'm just trying to figure out who else was there.
But I think... having talked to somebody else in this building who knows him, he was apparently some type of like firearm enthusiast to where he might have been like buying and selling at the same time.
Buying and selling
firearms.
Oh,
like, hey, I just got this new one. I need to get rid of the old one. And that might have been part of it, but it might not. That was just all speculation from somebody else I talked to.
Wow. So were you like buddies with this guy?
Not buddies, but I trained him when he first got hired on.
Wow. Maybe you should have trained him how to handle a firearm.
Yeah. Trained a killer.
I told him. Safety on.
Yeah.
Treat everyone like it's loaded.
Well, apparently this one was.
Exactly. Yeah. And the safety was not on.
That's not smart. Yeah, apparently shot this chick in the chest, and she died. Mm. So I guess he's in jail, huh?
I assume so. I haven't... Every person I've talked to in that building has denied and not talked to me about it. And I don't know if they were all told just shut up and don't talk to anyone about it, or ever since I left, there's been an animosity towards me. I don't know. I've heard that the environment got better once I left over there.
That explains a lot.
It does.
So
you're saying maybe you were the problem.
Maybe I was.
Man, that's I don't think anyone you do admit.
No one killed anyone while you were there, though.
No. Well, they got killed in ratings by other stations.
The closest, and I don't know this Hunter Atkins guy. He was probably 17 years old when I left the Chronicle. If he's 31, so 18. But we did dodge a bullet once on a hire, and pat myself on the back for this. We brought this guy in and interviewed him. Great pedigree. Had worked at a couple of the best papers in the country.
Ted Bundy.
No.
Zodiac killer.
Not that. I'm not gonna say what his name is because nobody would know who the hell he is because he was one of those inside guys, right?
Okay. Well, what did he do?
Well, right before we were about to offer him a job, I got a call from somebody who worked with him. And said, dude, he's leaving because they caught a bunch of kiddie porn on his computer.
Oh.
And you might want to, have that conversation. And they didn't report him to the cops. They were just going to let him go, which it's another thing. But so I went and told the bosses about that. And they called him and asked him about it. And he admitted to it. And we did not hire him.
This Hunter Atkins guy from screenshots I've seen, apparently back in 2018, every Astros player hated him because he started saying stuff off the record on Twitter that he had overheard Dallas Keuchel saying. And Bregman responded and said, you know what, you're not welcome in our clubhouse anymore because what we talk about when we're not talking to you is nothing you need to be tweeting out to fans.
More than fair, but he's not welcome in our clubhouse because we don't allow pedophiles here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm against that. You read this thing, this about thing about him that Dustin sent us. He's like, I got my first break at 17 years old.
What, with an 11-year-old?
Yeah, I guess. Mm. And also, he looks like he's, like in this picture, he looks like this is the album cover for like a Red Dirt country album.
He kind of looks like that naked dude that was running around New York punching people.
He also says that he fled to Europe to run with the bulls in Pamplona after narrowly avoiding certain death from a near ramming. I wrote about my hair-raising experience and managed to impress then-New York Times sports editor Joe Sexton. He gave me a small opportunity, then a big one. I was off and running.
I should say I was off and trafficking. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm... Oh, boy. And, like, he's got all these pictures of him with, like, Steph Curry. You know Steph Curry's like, oh, Kenny Mayne, Danica Patrick. They're like, oh, my God, please get us out of here.
That's a creepy-looking dude.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Well, there you go.
Innocent until proven guilty, AJ.
Okay. If you say so.
Oh, man. Hey, before you do this, Aaron, I'm chastising you here because we were outside and Aaron says, yeah, we haven't even talked about that storm's going to hit us yet. Shame on you for even bringing up that evil. It is not coming here. It's going to Louisiana if you've seen all the tracks. And sorry, Louisiana, I'd love to see you get Florida, but we don't need that right now.
So, I think you misheard me. I didn't say hit us. I said where the storm is going to hit.
If it ain't hitting us and it's not anywhere west of Lake Charles, I don't give a rat's ass.
I feel like we should be problem. Updating people that, hey, it looks like it's trending away from us. That's what I was saying.
But it's not what you said.
No, I said we haven't talked about where the storm's going to hit, as in we should probably be giving people updates.
Well, there's your update. It looks like it's headed for Louisiana, and hopefully it will take that big turn and go get Florida, because you know it's Florida. Who cares? But we like Louisiana. They're cool. But, you know, Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, Georgia, go eat any one of them you want, Cristobal. We're fine.
Yeah. All right. Listen, thanks to you guys, TGS is one of the fastest growing agencies in the entire state of Texas. You guys have done right by them, and they've done right by you. It's sort of a team effort thing. Here's what they want to do. They want to shop your insurance for you. They've actually, here's an insider tip. They've already shopped all the insurance in this area. They know what you could be paying, and you are probably paying too much. So here's something that works out well for everybody. You give them a text, and they'll let you know how much money you could be saving, how much money could go back in your pocket. If you're ultra rich and you're not going to be affected by, you know, if saving $900 a year isn't going to help you out, okay, well, good for you. But if you're like me and you could use $900 in your pocket, this is how you do it. Text the word money to 232323. The average customer saved nearly $900 last year. They've got a nearly perfect online rating, over 1,000 reviews. There's no need to wait for your renewal. They're going to save you money and help you get refunded on your previous policy right away. They're open right now. Text money to 232323 and start saving today.
This is the Blitz.
Don't you get it?
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Late hits with Patrick Creighton and my man Jason Braddock. Oh, they're both my guys. That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight. as we roll toward the finish line on a Thursday. Thankful to have AJ Hoffman back. I'm also thankful it's Thursday because we're going to try to get our steak night crew back together. We found a new place, and I scouted it last week, and it was amazing. So we're going to try to get the gang together tonight. That'll be the first time since the Rona started. So we'll see how it goes. And people got mad because I wouldn't tell them where the place is. But they still, it's limited. You can only have 25%. Yeah, and it was 25% last week. So, you know, it might be 25% again this week. As soon as it's opened up to the rest of the world, I'll be happy to share.
Is it a bar?
Shut up. Okay?
Well, bars are 50% now.
Well.
The governor said.
Yes, it's a bar, but just.
That's what I was asking. It was the classification of a bar.
But I'm not giving it away, so just stop, all right? The ESPYs have always celebrated hope, service, and perseverance. This year, more than ever, we want you to celebrate with us. And we want to celebrate athletic achievement right here at home. ESPN 97.5 is honoring a local athlete whose senior season was cut short due to the COVID-19 health crisis. Tweet at ESPN 97.5 with the hashtag Houston ESPY before June 9th to nominate and say why that senior high school or college athlete is deserving of the Houston Honorary ESPY. We'll share our final five nominees and announce our Houston Honorary ESPY winner on Tuesday, June 9th during the Blitz. Join us in celebrating local high school, senior high school and college athletes. So I'm gonna admit something today. It's going to surprise some of you. I wrote a bonus column for Sports Map today.
Okay.
I said nice things about Bill O'Brien.
Good for you.
If I'm going to rip him, which I'm on record as saying what I think of the guy, it's only fair when he does something that comes off as genuine that I praise him for it. So go check out the column. It's on Sports Map. And it's basically got the transcript from all he had to say yesterday, which sounded like it came from a reasonable human being who actually listened to other people. So, of course, I was skeptical. But I think it came off as genuine to me. So if I'm going to rip him for everything else, if he's going to step up and say some good things as the world ends here, I'm gonna be nice. So can't promise you I'll ever write another nice column about him.
But you did it.
But I did it, and I'm not embarrassed.
Good for you.
So somebody asked me on a lighter note, did you check out the Unacknowledged documentary? I'm about two-thirds of the way through it. I was watching it this afternoon. My one beef so far is they keep talking about this irrefutable proof of aliens, and it's really just one guy with some memos and a bunch of people just saying it. There's no real proof. Yet. Now, maybe there is in the last 30 minutes of it. I haven't gotten to that yet. Did you watch that Epstein one yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet. I mean, I haven't had the internet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's good. The only issue I had with it, and I'll be curious once you watch it, is I thought all of the girls seemed way too coached because they kept picking out the same phrases. And it really, to me, diminished the story a little bit. But that's documentaries, right? There's always an agenda. Yeah. Let's try Greg. What's up, Greg?
Hey, man, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, AJ, I want to get your opinion on this racial imbalance that we have and with the rioting protests and everything going on. What do you think would take to make everything right? I mean, I'm not a racist. I have plenty of black friends and stuff like that. But what does the other side want for us? What can we do to make it right?
I mean, I think, I would say the best thing you can do, unless you're like in government, the best thing you can do is talk to your kids. I really believe that. Talk to your kids about racism and talk to them and like first. And I'll say this also, something else that everybody should be able to do. Accept that there's actually an imbalance. A lot of people are unwilling to do that. I mean, if you're willing to accept that there's an imbalance and tell your kids that there's an imbalance and that they should treat people not based on how they look, but who they are. If you're not in government, then that's probably the best place to start. I mean, if you are in government, there needs to be some serious changes made in the way that police forces are handled and the way that really that bad police get prosecuted and punished, which they often don't. My guess is in this situation, there's going to have to be something. There's going to have to be something.
Well, at least they've been charged.
Yeah.
And there's that. But
God, imagine what's happening. What will happen in this country if he gets off?
Well, and that's the thing, because we were talking about this early in the week. What reminded you of this? And it was Rodney King, but people forget. It wasn't when they beat Rodney King.
Nope, that wasn't the big deal.
No, it was that those guys got acquitted. And it's like the incident in Georgia where the DA is not prosecuting, and you're like, what the hell? You've got this video. And I think there are some DAs who are reluctant to go after police officers because they work with them on everything. And if this guy turns out he's a bad guy, maybe you convicted somebody else based on his testimony. Well, at some point, the DA's got to say, hey, listen, man, we can't have this. I mean, what you can do is have conversations with people, not just your kids, but if somebody is different from you and it feels differently from you, at least listen. You don't have to change your mind, but if we start with that, and if we start looking at people as individuals and not all cops are bad, all black people are this, all white people are this, if we could get away from that and start looking at people individually and talking to people individually. Because our leaders aren't going to do it. Our politicians are jokes. All of them. Our parties are jokes. Our politicians are clowns. There's a small percentage that are worth a damn. We can't count on them. It's got to come from us. It's going to have to come from people individually, one-on-one. And that's all I have to say about that.
But I also, listen, man, I don't have all the answers. I'll tell you that much now. I don't know what will fix things in this country. I really don't. I wish I did know. If I did, I'd tell you. I'd give the recipe out and we'd fix it.
Oh, yeah.
I'd solve racism today.
Yeah, I would solve the Middle East today. I would take that. You could take racism.
But, you know. It's,
Rona?
This is
Aaron could do Rona?
It is deep, deep cuts, man. It takes a long time to fix.
But it also takes us talking about it. And I know people get irritated, especially if it's not what they believe. But
yep.
It does take conversations like this. And it takes conversations that you take elsewhere to other people. That's what it does. That's where you start. Does that change things? I don't know. And 936, does it change your overall perception of O'Brien? I believe people can change. And if he can really change from this and it makes him better at everything else, I'll be the first one to admit it.
I mean, it doesn't change my overall opinion of O'Brien.
It doesn't. It doesn't. It just, this is the first time I've actually seen him say, I talked to people and listened to people and got their input and then had a lot of good stuff to say.
It doesn't
say
make
about
him a better coach or a better GM. It doesn't make any of the decisions he's made better. It just means that he's got at least enough decency to give a listen.
But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt that if he can do this here, maybe he can do this in his job. And if he can, maybe it makes him better at it. 713 says, Fred, I stole your line today at work. I just want to break even in life with the good and the bad things I do.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a little above even right now, but it can all turn tomorrow. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. I'm looking at cron.com right now. I can't even find that story.
Oh, they've hidden it?
I'm looking.
They tweeted it earlier.
Yeah, they did tweet it out, but it's
not on their main
not
page.
On their main page right now. Here's what it is on their main page is a an Aaron-like scare tactic. The headline on the crystal ball, Tropical storm Cristobal tracks toward Louisiana, but there is still uncertainty. Yeah, so that we'll keep clicking and reading. Good job, boys. Good job. 713-780-3776. We didn't get to talk about your buddy Jake Fromm.
Jake Fromm, this is one of those instances where Drew Brees made a post and caught a bunch of heat and was like, damn, I got to get out of this somehow. Does his apology, and everybody's like, that's an empty apology. And things are bad for Drew Brees. And then Jake Fromm kind of comes out and bails him out. Now, Jake Fromm
said, hold my beer.
Mind you, the quarterback of the lowly Buffalo Bills. They're the ones who his stock fell off around draft time. He ended up not going nearly as high as he thought. And he said, earlier today, we became aware of, this is the Bills released their statement. Earlier today, we became aware of comments made in a text message conversation involving Jake Fromm in 2019. He was wrong and he admitted it to us. We don't condone what he said. Jake was honest and forthcoming to us about the text exchange. The statement continued. He asked for an opportunity to address and apologize to his teammates and coaches in a team meeting, which he did. We will continue to work with Jake on the responsibilities of being a Buffalo Bill on and off the field. Now, you may be saying, well, what could he have possibly texted that would make him need to do that? His friends ain't good friends.
Yeah, you don't post text messages from your friends to Twitter.
Yeah, that ain't cool, but it also ain't really cool what he said.
No, but
he said that only elite white people should have guns. That's
dumbass.
Yeah, he said make them so expensive that basically having a Second Amendment conversation about his views on guns, and he says no, guns are good. They need to let me get suppressors. Just make them very expensive so only elite white people can get them. Ha ha.
Don't press in.
And they say whoever this person is in the I feel like it's a girl.
Oh. You never do that. Girls will always rat you out whenever you dump them.
Bro, what? Whoa, do you think you're an elite white person? I'm like, whoa, ha ha. Maybe you need to see your contact picture, LMAO. And he said, I'm just saying what, and then they say, what does the word elite mean to you? And that's where the conversation ends. Now, mind you, Jake Fromm is from Georgia. So it's not surprising to me that Jake Fromm wants suppressors and,
whatever do you mean?
but I'll be honest, Jake Fromm, he might get fired on his day off. Like, I don't
AJ, put a ha-ha at the end of it. It's okay.
Oh, is that
yeah.
It?
Yeah, that makes everything okay. You can say whatever you want.
Isn't it also one of those things where, do we like it that it's his personal texts that have been released? Isn't that kind of like when famous chicks have their nudes leaked? You have to feel guilty about looking at them like,
I don't. They're out there. What are you going to do?
She didn't want those out there. I'm not looking. So maybe for Jake Fromm, it's like, Jake didn't want that conversation out there, so I'm not going to look at it, except I've already kind of seen it.
Yeah, and, just for research purposes, you have to see it, just like those pictures, right?
Right.
Because we got to talk about them. First off, as a non-elite white, clearly, does that mean I can't have guns anymore? Does that mean a spaghetti arm quarterback is going to tell me whether or not I can have guns?
Yes, I don't know.
Okay, just checking. Because if that's the case, that's fine. I'm happy to say, all right, fine. Just as long as he's making the rules. If he promises not to throw an interception,
okay.
Why, sir? I didn't mean that. No one could have guns. I believe elite white should have guns.
Elite white people. What do you think? What's the cutoff line to be an elite white person? Like, do you have to be an NFL player?
I think I wouldn't say Elon Musk be an elite white person.
Yes.
Jeff Bezos.
But if Jake Fromm, you know, he wants suppressors, they should just let me get my suppressors, but only make it where elite white people can afford them. Like, if, I mean, listen, he's not making a huge salary in the NFL. He's on a rookie contract and a low round pick at that. So if he can afford it, that means people like Jadeveon Clowney and Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes, black people who are even more elite than him, could also potentially buy those suppressors that he wants reserved only for elite white people. I don't think he did the mathematics on this, right? I don't think he understands the economics. Like, there's a lot of black people who have more money than him.
Well, on his team.
On his team,
as a backup, yeah. A32 says maybe they should only allow elite quarterbacks to have guns. He'd never get one.
No. He was an elite college quarterback in 2018.
Honestly, I think dude
and
was...
it's been a little bit stocked down since
he's
then.
He's probably drunk texting this chick and trying to be funny, and you wouldn't expect that to get out.
You know who's happiest that it did get out? Matt Barkley. The guy who's competing for the backup quarterback job in Buffalo. He's like...
God, speaking of spaghetti arm quarterbacks, yeah, that's going to be quite the duel.
Matt Barkley's sitting over there like, man, you know Matt Barkley's wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt to practice first day. Like, and then guys like Stephon Diggs and John Brown are looking at him like, you know what? I think I like that character.
He's giving out suppressors to all the linemen and every black player on the team as like a
instead of Rolexes.
Happy week three of preseason. Here's a gift.
Yeah, instead of Rolexes, it's a hand. Cut day's coming up. I got all you guys suppressors, the same kind the elite whites get.
So I find your comments a bit dastardly. I think you're misrepresenting him.
Oh,
he's a fine Georgia boy.
Yeah, poor Jake Fromm. Like, it's already bad enough that, you know, your arm ain't that great. And it damn near, like, that guy, Jake Fromm, was, like, considered a viable first-round pick a year ago. And then he goes round five. Like,
How many rounds were in the chamber, though? That's what I want to know.
I see what you did.
Oh, man, this has been an exhausting week. I'm not going to lie. In terms of, I mean, the shows have been good, but it's hard to have fun all the time when you got all the crap going on in the world. And, you know, and I think we've dealt with it well, but it's like, man, I was telling you before the show, I feel like I've done the last few days. I feel like I've done a show and a half every day.
It's exhausting. Yeah. I've been here for one day, but doing these shows where it's like you're talking about meaningful stuff, it is exhausting.
Yeah. What does that say about us? That when we're talking about meaningful stuff, it's exhausting when we're talking about, you know.
It's a lot easier to talk about, you know, is Bill O'Brien a dummy or not? Like, those conversations are pretty easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Because there's only one answer for that.
Yeah.
But do you see Cal McNair's recorded statement?
No. Oh, I did. Yeah. I read his statement. It said he speaks, but you knew that wasn't true. There was no video of it. Certainly.
Oh, yeah, there was video.
Oh, I didn't see that. Yeah. I just saw the transcript.
In fact, Houston Texans tweeted it out, and he looked, well, for a rich, I would say you could probably afford a better camera setup in your home. But, yeah, he looked a little frazzled. So... As Adrian says, it's been a mentally fatigued week. It really is. I think everything's catching up with us. I mean, from the whole Rona thing, it didn't go away. It's still out there. We still don't know what the hell's going to happen. We could all be dead in a couple weeks.
Yep.
You know, our economy is doomed. I mean, we're all going to be living on the street here. And then this, it is exhausting. And then by now, you're probably sick of your family. They're sick of you. You've had to be around these people all the time. And we're just now starting to open back up, and a lot of people don't want to go back out, which I don't blame you for. And, you know, I've made the decision to at least be safe about it. So, like, if I'm going to go out tonight, wear the mask. When I go to the bar and order my drinks, I'll wear my mask. And then when I go outside in our small group, I'll take the mask off to drink and eat.
Did you see what I got? Maybe you got one of these, too. A Rockets mask.
I did not get one of those.
The Rockets sent me this today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've become very famous.
They don't like me. Cool.
So how do I look?
AJ, you've become very famous, I have to tell you.
You know, it's
Thank
red.
You, President.
It's red, and just considering that quote, I think you could put a MAGA on there, and you'd look really good.
AJ, I have to say, you've become very famous. Thank you.
Yeah, I have, I think I'm up to about 8 masks now.
I got my, I'm waiting on the, waiting on the next step, but I got the email saying my Dino's mask is done.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How are your Dinos doing?
Oh, please. They're an unstoppable. They did have a 2-game losing streak at one point, but they beat your Wyverns last night 10-0. I think the Wyverns should seriously be considered for relegation. I mean, it's humiliating at this point.
Well, we need to put some money into that team. You can't be called a Wyvern and then not be able to fly.
Yeah, the Dinos now sit at 20-6.
Ooh, so they've had a losing streak since you've been gone.
They did, yeah. They lost couple games.
When you were left, they only had 2 losses.
I think they had 3 losses when I left.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, they did go through a bit of a dry spell. They're not perfect, but they got a 3-game lead on the LG Twins, who are the second best team. So they're doing all right.
Not the worst name.
And your guy, Kuchang Mo?
Mm-hmm.
5 games, 4 wins, 0 losses.
What's the ERA?
0.51.
I'm telling you. What's his strikeout to walks?
Let's see.
I tried to tell everybody, this Kuchang Mo.
38 strikeouts, 9 walks.
This dude is the real deal.
See, that's
his
what
whip,
should, that's what you
point
should.
0.6.
That's what your mask you should have gotten.
I should have got
Kuchang
his
clan. And his number.
Oh, Kuchang clan. That would have been good. Yeah. Damn. Yeah,
I'm trying to help here.
I'm telling you, Kuchang Mo. The Astros, listen, you're sitting around doing nothing, Astros. Now call the Dinos. And I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to break up the dynasty here, because I think the Dinos need Kuchang Mo to win this ship. But I also think that maybe at the end of the Dino season, in the offseason, the Astros say, hey, we need an arm to replace Justin Verlander. And there's a guy named Kuchang Mo who's already better than Justin Verlander, better than peak Justin Verlander, better than Garrett Cole, and you could have him.
Better than Clayton Kershaw.
Yes.
He's a lefty.
He's a lefty. And he's making like $150,000 this year. I mean, you don't think he'll take a deal? This guy's making $150,000. He's like basically the Cy Young of Korea. You don't think you call him and say, hey, we'll give you $3 million a year to show up?
Maybe, just maybe, if baseball ever comes back, we can have the new GM on the show of the Astros, and you can pitch the clan.
Dude, they pitch. They throw.
You should be his agent.
They throw $3 million at Kuchang Mo. He'll be in a raft, like he's fleeing a government. Like he's on his way. He's escaping the Dinos and coming to get that money. Give him the money. Show him the money, Kuchang Mo. I'm telling you, this guy is the best pitcher in the whole world. He's the only guy I stay up late to watch. The only guy. The rest of them, eh.
Is that before or after you use your hoops goal?
No. I don't play the hoops at night.
Don't you have a light in your backyard?
Well, it's in the front yard.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, then.
But also, listen, there's when the Dinos are playing, you got to be quiet. Yeah, I got neighbors. I can't just be out there hooping it up all night. I got neighbors. Live in a subdivision, Fred. But I do have the nicest goal in my subdivision. I can tell you that. ProDunkHoops.com made sure of it. And this is the best goal on the market, period. It is 75% thicker steel than the best brands in the big box stores. It is built to last. The backboard, tempered glass, so strong. Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And it's got a rust armor finish. 30 years, maintenance-free, no rust. How about that? And they've got a design to fit your home, driveway, backyard. They've even got a fully portable version, and they're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with a turn of a handle, so any age can get out there and have fun. It wouldn't be fun for my 8-year-old if he had to make baskets on a 10-foot goal all day. He wouldn't have fun. Drop it down to 8.5 feet. Now he's making some shots. Now he wants to keep playing. He wants to have fun. That's what it's all about. Get your new hoops goal today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. Or you can give them a call, 281-351-9822. They've got all the accessories. They've got it all. Check it out at ProDunkHoops.com. You know I've got your back. Would you ever
clock and grab your job.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Last segment, believe it or not. Little late hits with Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock coming up next. You got to hop on Hollywood?
I do.
Cool.
Let's see, where should we start? How about my girl Bad Baby? Danielle Brigoli.
Bod Bobby.
Catch Me Outside. How about that? How about Catch Me in Rehab? How about that? She's reportedly entered rehab for prescription pills abuse. 17 years old. She's checked in a few weeks ago to an undisclosed location for 30 to 90 days. She's receiving treatment for substance abuse from prescription pills and past trauma from her childhood, like what she was on Dr. Phil for, her mom telling her what to do. That was very traumatic for her. And
but she's still too old for Hunter Atkins.
Yeah, she's way past her prime, according to him. But the publication further reports the rapper and her team, I like how she's a rapper now, they were aware of the severity of the issue, which forced her to seek help at rehab. She's doing well and is optimistic. We're very proud of Danielle for recognizing that she needed help and seeking it out. So her last post on Instagram was May 15th. So she's been kind of underground a little bit. So, but someone called her out, apparently, for her silence over George Floyd. And someone said, Bad Baby, little chicken head ass, been silent too. We ain't really caught her outside not once, hmm? And they didn't realize it. Oh, well, she's probably not on Instagram because she's in rehab. Maybe cut Bad Baby a break. She would have said something, I bet. Let's see. What else? Oh, you know, the guy, the Dilbert guy? Guess who he's blaming for the for all the uprisal in the country today? He says it's not about, you know, it's not. Now, he does say that these lynching style murders do play into it, but he says the movie The Joker may have rewired American thinking.
That's a bit much.
Well, he says, Adam says that our brains are exposed to make us all programmable. This certainly explains why we've seen more than two straight decades of people taking running jumps between buildings and doing cool backflip kicks to knock out G-men. But you may still be wondering, how has Joker forced us to accept his devious logic? Well, there you have it, he says. I'm willing to bet that 90% of the protesters have seen Joker. It's so powerful and well-made that it bounces around in your brain and burrows in, forming a dominant go-to pattern for your thinking. It's a your brain is a pattern-recognizing machine.
Okay, I haven't shot anybody, even though...
But you have thought about
it. But if I were going to be a Joker, I would be Heath Ledger's Joker.
Okay.
Just for the record.
You would overdose on pills.
Eventually, but not before I introduced a little chaos.
Or you could start dating Bad Baby, and maybe she would show you the error of your ways.
She can cash me outside in 4 years.
Right, and she'll cash you outside and say, hey, Joker, we need to stop doing drugs. And then you, Heath Ledger Joker, wouldn't do drugs, and you'd
Why
be good.
Why so serious?
Bad news, Fred.
Uh-oh.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, the marriage might be on the rocks, they say. She's 39, he's 42. They've been cooped up inside together since the middle of March. And according to rumors and hints from Kim herself, their relationship has become strained over the last 10 weeks. Fans and followers alike have taken their beliefs so far. They've even placed bets on when the couple will announce the end of their marriage, with a time frame as close to the end of June being the front runner.
Wow.
So lots of things pointing that way. And finally, Iggy Pop calls for protection of big cats in Florida and has made an enemy of that bitch, Carol Baskin.
Oh.
So now, which by the way, we've got, there's so much Carol Baskin to get into. We've got it. We didn't have time to get into
it
today.
We'll do a whole segment on that bitch tomorrow.
We'll talk about that bitch, Carol Baskin, tomorrow, because it turns out that bitch, Carol Baskin, probably did kill her husband. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. But that's a shortened, an abbreviated
a very, very quick follow-up to the Joker. David Ayer, who directed Suicide Squad, still insists that Jared Leto was a great Joker. And that because he didn't get to show all the footage, that's why people reacted poorly to
I'll never believe it.
So now he's trying to get an Ayer cut of Suicide Squad, much like they're going to do with Justice League. Dude, that movie blew. You just forget it.
He wasn't good.
Yeah.
There's no fixing that.
And so we're going to add another hour of footage, and that's going to make it better?
Yeah.
All right. Pass. That's going to wrap it up for Thursday. We have one
Kiss
more
me outside.
Day to go in the week. Great job, Hoffman. Good to have you back. Great job, Aaron. No more hurricane talk from you. Till tomorrow, stay running free, bitches.
Upset the established order, and everything becomes chaos. I'm an agent of chaos. Oh, and you know the thing about chaos? It's beer.
More talk, less commercials. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.